Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Hello?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Ryan Hurd!
Super excited to talk to you guys today. Thanks for having me on.
We are super excited to talk to you. We have many, many things. First of all, can I say congratulations on your upcoming little baby?
Thank you very much. We're so excited. It's a new thing for both of us, and we're learning a lot, but we're super excited about it.
That's so great. Are you nervous?
I don't know if we're nervous. We have like all the apps, and we kind of check in on how big this kid gets every week. And
yeah, when you look at the apps and what's going on with Marin while she's pregnant, like, it's so crazy how on point it is, like, to the day.
Oh my gosh, it is pretty crazy. And when you go into the doctor's office and they tell you like all of these really specific things without even really, you know, just because of whatever week it is, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah, and you think that it's just you, but it's not. It's like every woman at that stage. Like, it's right. It's mind-boggling to me, but we're really excited for you. It seems like there is this whole baby boom going on in country music right now. Have you talked to any other country parents to get advice?
I text with Kane a little bit about baby stuff just because me and him write together, and it's pretty fun. I was just on tour with the Old Dominion guys, too, and they had a lot of fun things to say about kids because a lot of them have kids that are a little bit older.
Yeah.
It is all of their advice, get as much sleep as you can right now.
I don't know. I think they it's actually exactly what they're saying. I had one dude from Lady Antebellum's band tell me, make sure that all the onesies are zippers and not buttons. I thought that was pretty good advice.
The other thing then, now that you mentioned Lady Antebellum, we want to congratulate you on What If I Never Get Over You.
Thank you very much. That's a very cool thing for us. I don't know if everybody in Philadelphia knows that I started out in Nashville as a songwriter for other people, and I still do that quite a bit. So having a number one song with a band like Lady A, which is they're going to be in the Country Music Hall of Fame someday. And that's just such an amazing piece of country music history that I'm really proud of.
Yeah, it was great. You had a really sweet post on Instagram where you were congratulating and thanking everybody for helping you out with that single. What's it like to work with so many people on one song? Is collaborating difficult when you're a writer?
It's just part of the way we do it in Nashville. I mean, every single song that is on the radio right now is written by more than one person. Sometimes it's with the artist and sometimes it's not. But I'm just really lucky to get to do this job. I mean, it's the only job I've ever wanted since I knew that you could be a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee.
We're talking with Ryan Hurd. And Ryan, I don't know how much downtime you get when you're on the road, especially with a baby on the way, but the Oscar nominations just came out. Do you get any chance to see movies?
Yeah, we watch a lot of movies. Marin loves going to the movie theater. So we have a couple in Nashville that are really cool. And there's a lot of them now that have like the reclining seats, which are cool.
What or who are you expecting to see take some awards home?
I think Brad Pitt's pretty incredible, and I thought he was awesome in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And plus, he's going to be wearing a really cool tuxedo. So, I'm pulling for him.
We just wanted to congratulate you on everything. We're looking forward to seeing you in Tarantino's next movie and when you come to the TLA on March 7th.
I cannot wait to come to Philly. I'm so excited. When we were putting this tour together, we circled Philadelphia because we've never played there with a headline show. And so thank you for having us. Cannot wait to see everybody. Platonic tour. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome for sure. Quickly before we go, are you familiar with Philly? Is there a spot that you like to hit? Is there something you're looking forward to seeing?
I've done all the cheesesteak spots that I'm supposed to, all the ones that like a tourist would know to hit. So I would like for something underground. Somebody tell me something that I'm missing. But I love Philadelphia. It's a beautiful city. I love the Northeast. It's my favorite place to play. I love playing in northern markets because I'm a northern kid. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm just really excited about getting up there and getting the chance to bring our band and all these songs And yeah, if there's any underground recommendations that I need to know, I'm all about it.
All right, the underground cheesesteak scene.
I know. We'll definitely put something up on social media, so make sure you follow us because we're going to get some suggestions for you, okay?
You got it.
All right, Ryan.
Thank you again.
You're awesome.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Andy's X-Files is brought to you by Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU.